Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, and welcome to 2017. This is an exciting new year filled with possibilities. I love the beginning of any new year because it's just so ripe with opportunities. It's ripe with creating new intentions and new goals. And we have a great year in store. It'll be wonderful. And the more you get empowered, the more you gain knowledge, the more you can create the year, the life that you want it to be, which, of course, is the purpose of the show. So I'm so glad you're joining me today and continuing this learning journey for a fantastic 2017. And it is going to be a fantastic show that we're starting the new year with. My guest today is calling all the way from Australia, which I've just come back from, and we're going to be exploring a really important topic. We're going to be looking at how to heal chronic degenerative diseases with ozone therapy, and my guest is Marcus Freudeman, who is such an inspiring man. He has pioneered so much education and research into the world of degenerative illnesses. In fact, let me just tell you a little bit about Marcus before I invite him onto the show. Marcus Freudeman has dedicated the past 15 years to researching and finding solutions to chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer. And Marcus has learned from over 100 of the world's leading doctors and authored the book Healing Cancer with Common Sense. He also produced the documentary Cancer is Curable Now. He is the founder and director of Truly Heal Academy, which offers accreditation programs for functional medicine, certified health coaches, and health professionals. So it's my great pleasure to have Marcus on the show today because we have some really important and inspiring information to share with everyone. So Marcus, welcome, 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 welcome.
Hello, Cheryl, and hello, everybody. I'm really excited to be on your show.
Well, thank you for getting up really early in Queensland, Australia, where I have just returned from. So it's kind of nice talking to you, Marcus, because I really miss my time in Australia. Nice, warm beaches, swimming. You know, here I am freezing. So anyway, it's so good to have you. And I had the pleasure, well, we've known each other for many, many years now, but when I was in Australia, in Queensland, we had a chance to connect and get together, and I've been learning of some of the new things that you are doing. You're always right there at the leading edge and just providing so many solutions for people who are either dealing with chronic illnesses or want to be proactive and preventative so we can optimize our health throughout our life. So this obviously is a really important topic, and we're going to be exploring a subject about oxygen therapies or ozone therapies today. And it may be new for some people, but after people listen to what you have to say and what your research reveals, I know people are going to get as excited about this topic as I am. So we have lots to jump into here, Marcus, and I want to start. I think we need to start at the beginning, and when we talk about this topic, the subject called ozone therapy, most people probably are not particularly familiar with that. So let's begin by explaining what ozone therapy is.
Well, it's actually an oxygen therapy. And a lot of people are scared of ozone because there's the ozone layer, there's ozone pollution, there is ozone called as a dangerous element. It's very, very simple. It's excited, and I always call it excited, completely energized oxygen. So when you have lightning, a storm, and thunder, and during that electrical discharge in the clouds, the lightning splits off of O2, so it's two O's to put together into oxygen. It splits one O's off into a singlet oxygen. And singlet oxygen is highly energized. We know from medicine in many, many different forms that they try to create singlet oxygen generators to produce that healing effect, because it's just so much energy that you can induce into the body. And that happens in the clouds, and it produces O3. That free singlet oxygen, because it's instable in itself, attaches to O2. And once it is attached into ozone, O3, then it becomes a very potent form to clean the air. And that's what happens in nature. All pathogens, all bacteria, all fungi, mold, everything in nature that shouldn't be in the air is cleaned out. And that's what you realize after a storm. It's clean, fresh air. It smells slightly, slightly sweet. Too many whoop. And in that regard, it's really something that is necessary in nature to keep our air sterile and fresh.
So this approach to healing, oxygen therapies, and specifically working with ozone, really has a long history of use as a healing modality. I think it was first developed as far back as the 1930s. Is that correct?
Ah, there is research going back, yes, 1925, the first, and then, you know, it's we all know that in an anaerobic lack of oxygen state, your cells cannot work. Your ATP production doesn't work. They can't produce the protective enzyme shields. We all know the master antioxidant glutathione peroxidase can't be created without with the lack of oxygen. So as soon as a system, and that's in our human bodies, animal bodies, as soon as it goes into an anaerobic state, the body switches from ATP production into a fermentative state, and that's what we know as cancer. So there is many, many diseases related to an anaerobic state, and that's why oxygen is so important. And everybody who doesn't believe that, just keep your breath or hold your breath for 2 minutes, and you'll know that it doesn't work.
We really are living at a time with low oxygen levels. There is less oxygen in the atmosphere than there used to be on the planet. People are breathing in a shallow way. People are more toxic, which more toxicity you have, the more it uses up the cellular oxygen. People are more sedentary, so they're not out there exercising, causing them to breathe, you know, and have more aerobic exercise. Of course, this issue of toxicity is really important, because the more toxic you are, the less you're able to hold on to the oxygen levels in the cells, and the more oxygen is required to support the body to heal, which, if you're already at a deficit, you are setting yourself up for the potential of these chronic illnesses.
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely right. Toxins are very, very crucial, because they demand from our immune system a lot more to be isolated, to be excreted, to be neutralized. The liver function requires lots of oxygen to actually do the metabolic process of converting those toxins. But one thing which is even more important, and a lot of people don't realize that, it's the pathogenic load. It's the toxic load of bacteria and fungi and mold and the imbalances that we have that really drive disease even more so than the toxins. So it's quite a combination of things that bombard us all day. And when you have an immune cell that is required to kill off a bacteria, then it requires 100 times more oxygen to do so. And that's where the high demand of oxygen really is needed in our lifestyle that you just described so well. And I always use my two favorite examples, drive-through funeral homes and drive-through pharmacies, where right. You don't have any exercise or any movement at all.
Right. So the discovery that there is a way to increase oxygen on a cellular level, besides just teaching deep breathing on the top of mountains, which is always a really healthy way to take in clean air and clean oxygen. But in actual fact, in the 1930s, it was discovered that if you can find modalities that increase oxygen on a cellular level, that you have the capacity to reverse a lot of these chronic disease states that are occurring. And I know from our conversation, you were telling me that Germany, for instance, in the medical profession, the doctors in Germany are widely using this approach, this ozone therapy approach. How many doctors did you say are actually incorporating ozone therapy in their practice in Germany?
There is over 7,000 practicing MDs using ozone therapy, some of them for more than 40 years. So when you do, I did a lot of interviews in the past few weeks, months, about ozone. You know, like, it's a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge and experience there that is unparalleled. And it's not only that they use ozone therapy, you know, for one disease. They use it for so many different diseases that it became really hard. I had a struggle. You know, how does it relate to infertility? And how does it relate to leaky gut? And how does it relate to cancer? And there is a lot of confusion and misinformation and expertise in areas. And to bring that all together is actually quite a challenge because it's applicable to so much. And again, just bringing that back to the basic need of a human body to have plenty of oxygen for all systems to work makes it then completely logical.
Right. And that's the important thing. You know, a chronic illness, however you name it, you know, whether it is diabetes or arthritis or Alzheimer's or cancer, however you name it, is a chronic condition occurring in the body due to a variety of things. Over a period of time, it could do to exposure to a toxic environment, nutritional deficiencies, of course, stress is in there, and all those things lower oxygen levels on a cellular level. And we're talking about the very cells are being starved of oxygen due to those things.
Yeah, you know that stress requires six times as much oxygen than a normal state of mind. Six times. So it's really fascinating that when people are in that constant stress mode, that especially those require so much more oxygen than anyone else.
So the discovery of ozone therapy as a way to introduce high levels of oxygen on a cellular level into the body has really been revolutionary in terms of its capacity to support healing, which is why you have over 7,000 medical doctors in Germany, and of course there are doctors all over the world, I think, except in Australia, where doctors cannot do ozone therapy for bizarre reasons. But the fact that this is a very powerful tool, and I just want to share with everyone. And that is the fact that about 25, 30 years ago when I was in Australia, I was introduced to oxygen therapies, particularly the use of ozone therapy, generating ozone, and using it as a very powerful modality. And I introduced this to various doctors in Australia. I personally was using ozone on a regular basis with tremendous results in healing, detoxifying, and energy levels increased. It was pretty phenomenal. And I really researched it way back then, and it's been a while, Marcus, since I've actually gotten back to ozone therapy and gotten back to the opportunity to use it, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, but you really reawakened my enthusiasm about this modality that has the potential to support people in healing and rejuvenating. And as I said earlier in the interview, it's not just about helping people overcome chronic degenerative conditions or wounds of any sort, wounds that won't heal, as we will talk about, how to heal leaky gut, how to address autoimmune conditions, how to address many, just about all conditions that are plaguing people. But it's such a powerful tool to help people rejuvenate and regenerate. It's the ultimate anti-aging modality. isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. What you just said is really important. I did a review, a research, and I sent out a poll to my whole database. And the general problem that came back is always, and I think that's where we are all starting disease, the leaky gut. It's always a gut inflammation. Health starts in the gut. Disease starts in the gut. And when I put that out, we had 75% of all people clicking leaky gut as the first problem that they notice, that they experience, that they have every day, which causes them trouble, which causes weakness, which suppresses the immune system. And I found that really overwhelming, because even people that have cancer, that have osteoarthritis or have infertility, they all have also leaky gut. So it's that combination that brings it all together. And it made me aware that really health is one of the things that Don Tolman says it's so nice. It's a process. It's not a disease that can be turned on and off. It's a process of establishing health from a healthy gut.
And the gut is so fundamental in all traditional healing paradigms, such as traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda. They always say that health begins in the gut, and we have really compromised our gut to a very profound degree through widespread use of antibiotics and steroids and the birth control pill and other, you know, hormone replacement, all impair gut function. Exposure to chemicals compromises gut function. Nutritional deficiencies compromise gut function. Many of the medications compromise gut function. So we're really living at a time when our gut has been so damaged, the microbiome has been so altered, and then inflammation through genetically modified foods is damaging the lining of the gut. And leaky gut, of course, is when the lining of the gut has been compromised. So undigested particles of food can escape into the bloodstream, and to the immune system, it looks like there's a massive invasion of foreign chemicals. So the immune system is in overdrive. So, and it just contributes to this condition of creating massive inflammation and free radical damage. So I want to go into some of the applications of ozone therapy, and then we're going to go in and actually explain how does one increase oxygen levels through the use of ozone machines. So let's talk about some of the known benefits, healing benefits, that have been derived from exposure to ozone therapy, the use of ozone therapy. And this is, of course, based on research, isn't it, Marcus? I mean, there are many, many studies.
I think that's one of the things that I changed about 6 years ago, because like we all know, we're all so desperate for solutions that we take up any kind of information and regurgitate and explain that to others without having experienced any results. And you find that in all newsletters, you find that all over the internet. It's like nonstop repeating things, and they become true just by repetition. And I noticed that some of the statements that I've made after a while became irrelevant, and they weren't really true. And so I put a total stop onto that, and we started to do so much research on every subject that we work with and every subject that we teach to our students that we have fundamental information, case studies, research studies, group studies, and the expertise of doctors who apply this treatment for a long time before we proclaim anything. And that has completely changed our approach to health. And ozone has so many research studies. It has so much evidence-based results, you know, with 82% of recovery and healing guarantee. In studies with over 500 people, 700 people in those studies with ulcerative colitis, with Crohn's disease, with, inflammatory bowel disease, those and leaky gut, they prove and they show with biopsy before and after, and it's phenomenal when you see those results, because that's where it's not just hearsay, it's actually evidence-based medicine. And that's why putting those things together is real fun. And then adding the expertise of doctors that make it all happen and really translate that into protocols is even more fun. And for those of you who listen, I would recommend that you open up, if you can, and you're not on the, in the car, that you open up a website that will help you to really understand what we're talking about. It's trulyheal.com, so www.trulyheal.com/DRS, Dr. Romeo Sierra, Dr. Cheryl. So you want to repeat that?
We'll talk about the website, trulyheal.com/DRS.
Exactly.
Because there's so much that people will want to learn about ozone therapies, because if you are dealing with any kind of pain, if you're dealing with autoimmune diseases, if you're dealing with leaky gut, if you have chronic sinus infections, ear infections, if you have had a diagnosis of cancer, if you have low energy, I know we'll go through this, but that's what's so amazing about this kind of global approach. By increasing oxygen levels, you cannot, the bad bacteria, the parasites, the mold, the yeast, viruses cannot survive in a high oxygen environment. It makes so much sense. It's really very simple.
Cheryl, what I wanted to say is if people go through and they scroll down at the bottom of the page, they will find all the research studies. So we've put it together. We put out the abstract. We went into the study and put it all together. So I just want to let everybody know that there is so much evidence, and that you can see images and biopsies from before and after. And as you're interested in those subjects, it really is worthwhile to see that there are treatments. You know, when I talk to you and say, how can we treat leaky gut? And you know, I'm a prime example. I have leaky gut since I'm a child. So I was searching for everything. I was on all the different diets. I was on GAPS diet for 6 months until I was really sick of broth, of all the bone broth, and had problems with my liver because I can't digest fats too well. It was an ongoing quest of mine. And to really get then all of a sudden to a solution that is proven to work and which is done in 4 weeks, and let's say it's 8 weeks that you need to go through, then that's really beautiful. And we have the research that shows that on that page as well. So for those of you who can, go to the website, DRS, trulyheal.com, DRS, scroll down to the bottom and look at those studies. You will find that it's overwhelming that a treatment that has such a high success rate can be suppressed, ignored, or banned in so many countries just because it works.
So, Marcus, let's go through, based on all the studies that you have gathered, let's look at all the ways ozone therapy can support healing of various conditions, issues. And this is based on, of course, all the studies and the research. What has ozone therapy helped people to heal or to support their body's ability to heal?
The main application that is world famous for is wound healing. That's by far the most researched of all. Wound healing is number one. So any kind of infected wound, non-healing wound, diabetic neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, you know, anything that is infected, whether it's a cut or after surgery or it's diabetes induced, it's number one. The second, which is very exciting, is leaky gut. Leaky gut, tight junctions. You know, there is that singular cell membrane. And when I finally understood how that whole thing works, you have that tube that starts in your mouth and enters your butt, and that goes all the way through. And that tube is filled with food, and at the end, you have that discharge of smelly stool. And there is bacteria, there is discharge of cells, there is toxins. Everything is flushed into that colon and into your digestive system, and it goes out. And there is a very high demand of a membrane that filters or keeps, let's say, the bacteria and everything inside and takes nutrients into the body, into the plasma and bloodstream. And that membrane is so-called the mucus-associated lymphatic tissue. It's a very fine membrane that lets nutrients, vitamins, and minerals through, but keeps the bacteria and all the other stuff out. And that is that fine layer. It's just a single cell membrane that filters everything. And if that's compromised, that's when disease starts. And, you know, whether it's osteoarthritis or anything, that's the main problem. So evidence shows that leaky gut, tight junctions that hold those cells together, are repaired in a very, very short time with a very simple protocol. You know, it's not complicated. You can do that in the morning. In 10 minutes, you're done with your whole treatment for the day. You do 5 treatments a week and do that for a period of 4 to 5 weeks, and all the problems that you've experienced are going away. The third, probably most active treatment that is known is for infections, Lyme's disease, AIDS, HIV, hepatitis C, all the infections, Helicobacter pylori, bacterial, viral infections. They can be treated very, very effectively because you mobilize your immune system and you flag those pathogens with heat shock protein 7T, which is the same as if you would do hypothermia. So combining that is just phenomenal. And we've had now a few patients, and you know, I don't know if you've been confronted with very late stage Lyme's disease. It's a painful disease. It's extremely, it disrupts your whole life. And because it's not even diagnosed in Australia, so doctors sent you to the psychologist and they say you have an imaginary disease, it's even worse because you're not recognized that it really hurts. But it's muscle pain, it's nerve pain, it's destruction. And to heal that and to reverse that with ozone and a few adjunct treatments, you know, it's beautiful to see. And I have one, a very good friend of mine, she approached me and said, Marcus, I heard that you have a solution for ozone, so she for Lyme's disease. And she started up, and she's now 3 months in treatment, and she, all her symptoms, all her limiting painful symptoms have disappeared. So she's definitely not recovered completely, but you know, the life is back and the joy of life is back. And that's beautiful to observe. And then you have treatments, which are all treatments of secondary problems like osteoarthritis, which is related to the gut again. Then you have cancer, which is related to the gut in many conditions, and high toxicity, you know, name it, all chronic degenerative diseases as a secondary list of evidence-based results with ozone.
It's quite astounding all of the ways that the body can respond when it has...
And I forgot.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. We don't want to forget anything.
And hormones. Fertility and hormones, your subject.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had such
yeah.
a beautiful interview about that. And it really, it hits the nail because... all hormones rely on oxygen. They rely on that chemical process of neurotransmitters to really work. So it's very, very beautiful to see that all the thyroid and adrenals and everything respond to that oxygen therapy so well, and that the hormonal system and the reproductive system of females really can be healed in the same way as our gut and colon.
Yeah. Right. You know, because every single cell in the body requires oxygen, high levels of oxygen, as you said earlier, to generate the energy to do all the jobs that every cell must do to keep us healthy, to nourish, to detoxify, to generate energy. And without a way to increase those levels of oxygen, then the cell cannot do all that it has to do to keep us healthy. And to keep us healthy throughout our lifetime. You know, I know that dysbiosis and leaky gut is a major issue with autism, and that
yeah.
this is also a modality that has been used quite effectively to help children to heal, recover certainly support their health who have been diagnosed with autism as well.
Yeah, we have children that start the treatment at the age of 3 months. You know, when you see they have the damaged intestine lining and all the villi have completely disappeared as an inheritance of the mother already, so they can't absorb nutrients. And you realize that even in babies, they spit out, they vomit the milk all back up. They have many, many problems in digesting any food and high inflammatory markers. And when you then start to induce ozone at that young age, they regrow the villi. The gut biome completely heals. That mucous membrane restores. And I've seen images and biopsies that really make you wonder why not everybody has that treatment at home and does it every single day. We've started 5 years ago, very intense, once I started my research, and I really delved very deep into production of ozone and what is important and where is the danger and how does the device need to be constructed and how often do you do it. So it's been a long journey, and my ozone journey, I usually only publish when I really get to that final point of clarity. And it's beautiful for children already at very young age because it's absolutely safe.
That's so important that it's absolutely safe. So I think we've given a good overview of many of the applications for ozone therapy. You can put it in all these orifices. You can use it so it's systemically absorbed throughout the body. It can be used when you're dealing with an illness, either a chronic illness or an acute illness. If you get a cold or flu, you definitely want to boost the immune system by increasing the levels of oxygen on a cellular level. And it also has its benefit as an anti-aging strategy because the older we get, the less oxygen we have available, the less energy we make. So this is, you know, such a powerful tool for the whole family. You know, we're both
and
on the same page.
And it's a lot more convenient. Oh, sorry. And it's a lot more convenient than a hyperbaric chamber in your living room.
Yeah, right. And of course, ozone machines used to be extremely expensive, so not really something that most people could afford for their own use. Most practitioners would have them as an investment they made. But the thing that really is inspiring me with what we're doing is the fact that I think we're at a place in our culture, whether it's here in the United States, I see this in Australia, New Zealand, in Europe, all around the world, actually, where we really have to start taking control and responsibility for our health. If we really want to get healthy, if we really want to heal and repair, you can no longer rely on going to your doctor who can only provide pharmaceutical drugs or tests or procedures, but not really addressing the cause of the problem. And more and more these days, we're being challenged because we can't get the healing we want, the true healing, by seeing a doctor, unless they are operating from a functional medicine model, holistic paradigm of some sort or other. So to me, what makes so much sense is to take our health back and have resources available to us that gives us the ability to support ourselves and our family and friends to really heal and recover. And this is, to me, what I get really passionate about, is I want to have the power to keep myself healthy in my life.
Yeah, I guess Dr. Google has changed the world. When you see how educated most patients are, it's really fascinating. I get every day probably about 100 questions from all over the world, you know, asking about applications, about accessibility and how they can do it. And it's fascinating how people study and research a certain subject. And it's also made us change, you know, instead of advertising and talking about ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is the tool that we might, you know, the pair of pliers that we use, but it's actually the education that will change that whole concept. And that's why we don't sell just equipment or let people try it out. I think as soon as we move what you just said into that self-educated healing approach, doing things the right way, helping ourselves to respond, we don't talk about treating disease. And this is a very critical factor. We don't talk about we treat a disease. We boost our health and we remove the cause of disease. And as soon as you move in that direction, you get away from legal implications, from problems, from some kind of challenges that you might get into if you say you treat cancer. But if you boost health and you remove the cause of cancer, all of a sudden you're in a legal liberty. And that's when those treatments then become really, really powerful. We have thousands of patients around the world that treat themselves at home. They make all the adjustments. They use doctors, and I really appreciate every single doctor around the world that helps with establishing nutritional tests, you know, bacterial tests. They do a stool test. They look for gut permeability. They look for hormones. You know, we need doctors to help with that. But on an ongoing basis, to treat yourself at home, we need to take charge. And that's where education really changes the world in a very, very big way.
Yeah, yes, I agree. It's so empowering. It's one of my favorite words. But it is empowering to have the knowledge so you can take action. So there are things you can call upon. There are modalities. There's, you know, nutrition. There's whatever we need to support the body to heal and recover. I feel really grateful. If I get a cold or a flu, I know exactly what I need to do. If I'm feeling an ache in my or pain in my body, I know exactly the things I need to do. So it keeps me free of all those issues. I actually am totally symptom free at this point in my life and tend to be that way. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I hear so many people who are saying, oh my God, I have this ache and, you know, my knee and this, and it's just such a bummer getting old. And I go, it's not about getting old. You're not healthy. You're not well. You know, you need to learn what it takes to get the body to function, recover, so you can be free of discomfort. We don't have to suffer. It's not the aging process. It's the process of denying our body what it needs to function. So let's go back to ozone therapy. Let's talk about how we deliver ozone therapy, which is a gas. And people probably have that figured out by now. But you have to make it. You just can't go to the store and buy ozone. You have to make it. So let's talk about what an ozone generator is and how it's used as this modality to increase oxygen levels, to introduce ozone into the body where it can boost the immune system and all the other benefits.
Well, in a very simple form, it's a glass tube, double, and through that we run oxygen. And outside around that glass tube is a coil, an electrical coil that produces high voltage and sends lightning through that glass tube. And that's pretty much the same as in the clouds. You have all that oxygen, and then the lightning strikes, and the oxygen molecules are split and turned into O3. So one singlet oxygen attaches to the other oxygen molecules, and then you have O3. And that's why we create concentrations of 20 gram of ozone, milligram per ozone per liter. So we go up to 40 milligrams ozone per liter. It's not the whole thing. There is a lot of oxygen still there, but portions of that oxygen have been energized into O3, into ozone. And that is a simple process that was a long time contaminated by, steel applicators and plastic, but that's no longer the case. All the new devices, they all use quartz glass, so it can't be contaminated. They use titanium, high-quality titanium outside the glass to produce the spark. So we are now in an age where producing ozone is really not a big problem. And that's why the price has come down from 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 euros to really an affordable home unit, which is something like $500, $600. And it really makes it accessible to everyone.
So, I actually have one of your units. When I was in Australia recently, you introduced me to what you created, and I was so impressed because this is such a small, portable little unit and has the ability to generate the ozone gas, and it comes with all the accoutrements, all the bags for wound healing, all the catheters if you do rectal insufflation, all the ways you can get it up your nose and heal the sinuses and into the ears. So that's why I'm excited. I mean, you have to get an oxygen tank, right? So I think people need to know you can't use an ozone generator without the primary source that converts the oxygen into ozone, which is what this ozone generator, it's generating ozone, but it needs to start with an oxygen tank, which can either be made available through a prescription by a doctor, or as you told me, it can also be ordered as industrial oxygen. So usually these welding places.
They don't fill it from a different tank. It's exactly the same oxygen. It's just what they say, the paperwork and how often the bottle can be refilled is different with medical oxygen than the industrial oxygen. And if you look at the descriptions, and we've spoken with many of the different oxygen refillers, it's 99.8% clean for medical oxygen, and it's 99.5% clean for industrial oxygen. And for rectal insufflation, you don't have any problem. So that's absolutely perfect. And that's why we usually sell, I think it's about 80% industrial oxygen applicators, because then you don't need a prescription. You don't need to talk and convince your doctor to, to prescribe your oxygen. It's a lot easier. If you have, well, go for it. It doesn't really make a difference. The price is the same for medical and for industrial oxygen. So I wouldn't say that that is any difference. It's just what is more convenient for you.
Yeah. So what you have done that really has impressed me, Marcus, is you have created a series of videos that are free educational videos where you go into great detail in explaining this whole modality and how to use it, what it is, and you demonstrate the different ways you can apply it. And that to me is so important, is people really need the education to understand and appreciate what something like ozone therapy is offering people. And you've done a really good job at creating these educational videos, really easy to understand, and they're free. So I think that's great. First of all, I just want to say that if people go to the website trulyheal.com/DRS, you can download all those videos. You can see what Marcus has been researching and putting together and educating and communicating so people can really appreciate what is possible and how this modality can be used for so many things. Do you have some stories you want to share with us of some successes from people who've been using ozone therapy?
Oh, plenty. But let me just first say, very simple. It's the main value, what we've put together, is probably not just showing how it works. Every person with a tiny little bit of common sense can use ozone equipment really easy. There is no technical demand. It's really simple. But how much and how many concentrations and how to use for all the different diseases is for every application different. And when I started to work through all the case studies and all the research studies, they use 20 microgram, and then they all use different numeric values, microgram or milligram or dependent on country, different values. So translating that all into one common denominator was challenge number one. And secondary, the big problem that we have is there is too many different opinions. If you look at the Cuba protocol, the Scholl protocol, the Swiss protocol, the German protocol, they all say, oh, you need to use 22.5 milligrams per, and then someone else comes with a completely different number. So I was researching that, and it took probably the longest time to get to the essence. The main factor that we learned is you start with a low concentration and low volume. and you build your way up, there is different immune responses, immune reaction, healing reactions, tissue repair reactions that happen at different stages. So when you start with a low concentration, we put beside each protocol, let's say the leaky gut protocol, when you have the videos, you will see exactly underneath always a table that shows you how much concentration, how much volume for the first 5 days. Then for the second 5 days, you increase volume and intensity, and we show you how to set that on the device, how to set that on the regulator, so that you can follow through a proven protocol that works, so that you belong to those 82% where it works. Because we all know you get something and then you try it out and you do it on your own. I was definitely one of those prime examples. I used the highest concentration because I thought more helps more, and then high volume, so I burnt my colon. It was certainly very unpleasant. And, you know, I'm a try to learn, and it was not a very pleasant experience. And taking that back and learning from the real experts how they do it and how they apply it has helped me, and that's what I would like to share and pass on to everybody out there, that they really do it in a way where it's safe and gives them an incredible result.
Which is really important to know that you've researched and found the best protocols to use this and how to, you know, combine the pressure and the amount and all that stuff, which I have to study before I go ahead and use the ozone generator. So let's go back to some of the stories, because I want people to get excited about what's possible if they choose to explore this as a healing option for themselves.
Okay, let's just go back to Lyme's disease, because I really love the way that has transformed, you know, at least four or five people that we've been working with in such a massive way, in such a short time. And when you think they've been suffering for 5, 6, 7 years, and it got worse and worse and worse, and they had antibiotic treatments, they had everything under the sun, and nothing worked. And then you start using 4 weeks of ozone therapy, and they go like, wow, why didn't I do that 5 years ago? So if you combine, and again, there is under every page that we publish, there is combination treatments. You know, like if you take a knife and you cut your finger and you put a plaster on and you cut it again and you keep cutting, it doesn't really help. So stop what causes the problem is listed on those pages. And then we also add the treatment protocol. And Marietta was doing it really, really diligent, followed through, and within 4 weeks, her main symptoms, you know, weakness, chronic fatigue, depression, chitters in her muscles, nerve pain to such a high degree that she couldn't open up the windows, you know, to let the light in, because the light pollution was so painful to her. Everything disappeared. She is now out and about shopping, walking up in the morning. Insomnia has disappeared just from that ozone therapy. We've combined, in her case, with PMF, which is a dream combination if you combine pulse electromagnetic fields with ozone, because it just doubles the effect, and she's really well. Jonathan, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and again, when you look at the research, prostate sits really close to the colon, and it's always linked to high bacteria load, long-term bacteria infections in the prostate. You know, it's coming directly from the bladder through the prostate into the urinary channel. So when there is infections traveling up and you have infections, we discharge, as you know, all our heavy metals or most of them through the urine. So the prostate becomes a hog of heavy metal pollution and bacteria infections. So using rectal ozone for systemic and using PMF to sit on and having the ozone treatment directly onto the prostate, you wouldn't believe the change was within 4 weeks. He went back to the doctor and showed, just had a test. And the doctor said, what are you doing? And he started to talk about ozone therapy. PMF therapy, doctor said, I don't want to know. Keep doing what you do. It's all working. And it's now 6 months and his prostate is back to square one, is back to normal. He has no more urination problems. The size is normal, and the abnormal growth, the inflammation that was in there, reduced. So I wouldn't say it's a cure, because you all know removing the cause is the cure, and whatever tool we use for it makes it. But it's definitely a huge advantage in dealing with all of those diseases. And in my case, leaky gut, you know, I had cold sweats from eating. I had energy breakdowns, mood swings. My wife always said, you have eaten the wrong thing. She didn't say you're grumpy. It was outrageous. And healing my leaky gut with ozone has been the fastest and most effective process of everything I've tried in the past 10 years.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think you told me recently you got some feedback about a woman with chronic sinus infections.
Ah, yeah. That's, you know, when you start listing all of those, it becomes incredible, endless. Sinus is usually, let's just go one step back, all mucous membranes. You know, when we take medicine, let's say you put drops of homeopathics under your tongue, they are immediately systemic reaction. The mucous membrane takes in what the body needs and filters out what the body shouldn't take in. So that mucous membrane is in your mouth, in your tonsils, which we know that's where infections usually are, in your lymph nodes. Infections sit, the lymph nodes swell up, in your urinary tract, in your reproductive organs, in your colon. It's that protective shield which absorbs the good stuff and keeps the bad stuff out. And sinus belongs to that part. So you smell, you inhale, it's oxygen uptake. And if that area is infected, because it's not easy to clean your nose and underneath the pockets underneath your eyes and in your frontal lobe, it gets worse and worse and worse. And people try for years to get rid of them. What you do is you blow ozone directly through your nasal cavity. You use ozone water with a neti pot, and it kills bacteria on contact. It flushes them out, and there is stuff coming out you wouldn't believe. I didn't think I have sinus problems. I never had any problems with my sinus, but after it was a three-day treatment, and we have the protocol as well, three-day treatment with four treatments a day, morning, late morning, after lunch, and then in the evening. And the stuff that came out of my sinus, I was really horrified. And that's what happens with most people. In a very, very short time, that problem is just gone.
Really, because sinuses could be a bacterial infection, it could be yeast, mold, and it gets really entrenched. So if you use the ozone and actually bring that, put that gas up into your sinuses, it can travel all the way up to the top sinus, you know, all the sinuses. What it's doing is healing whatever is causing the infection, whether it's bacteria, whether it's mold, whether it's virus, doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter.
No.
Ozone goes in and kills all that stuff safely.
I always say it's like a sewer. You know, when you have a sewer, it's dark, it's warm, it's moist, it's full of nutrients, and that's where the walls and everything is covered with bacteria and mold and fungi and yeast. And to clean that out is the job of your immune system. So activating your immune system with a systemic treatment and washing it clean with a treatment that really kills off bacteria without any side effects and doesn't kill off the good, healthy bacteria, but rather restores the mucous membrane, is the best way to do it. And like what we forgot to list, there is one lady, she had thrush. I don't know if that's a medical term, you know, infectious disease, and very smelly, very painful in her vagina. She had menstruation problems, inflammation, you know, that whole area was really compromised. And she started to do ozone wash with ozone water, really flush out vaginal wash, and then ozone gas. And then she even put onto a gauze strip ozone oil, inserted that overnight so that the ozone was really generating that, regenerating that milieu and changed the whole environment, healed up the mucous membrane, and all her STDs and sexually transmitted diseases all disappeared within a matter of 1.5 weeks.
Yeah, very exciting. So I want people to check out your website, trulyheal.com/DRS. And the other thing I want people to get excited about is that we're going to do a webinar together, Marcus and I. Well, Marcus, I'll be supporting him, but Marcus is the expert, to help demonstrate more about the ozone, to see it, to learn more about it, to answer all your questions. So on January 11th, we are going to have this very special free webinar to really educate everyone about ozone therapy. And all you need to do is go to trulyheal.com/DRS and opt in to that site, and you'll be sent all the information and instructions. And if you can't make it live time, then we will send you the recording. So we'll send you the archive show. So owe it to yourself, to your family, to learn more. Just learn more. There's just so many possibilities out there, so many solutions out there to support us in getting healthy and staying healthy. And I really want to thank you, Marcus Freidemann, who just has been so dedicated in finding these solutions, doing the research, and making the modalities so available to us. I just am very grateful to you, Marcus, for everything you've done and certainly the value you've added to my life and to the thousands of people that you've impacted. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you. Without you, I wouldn't get out there. So it's really beautiful to work together and to combine our efforts. And I would just like to say very short about the webinar. We'll focus during that webinar really on that combination of hormones and getting that health back into the female body, because this is something that is so rarely addressed in such a clear way as Cheryl can. And when we then combine the two together with ozone and the knowledge of Cheryl to address that subject, I believe this is going to be a really exciting day.
Well, thanks. So don't miss it. January 11th, mark your calendar. Go to trulyheal.com/DRS to just opt in and get all the information. Marcus, thank you for being with us today all the way from Australia. Appreciate it once again. And to all my listeners, thank you for joining me. It's the beginning of a fantastic, healthy, healing new year. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.